peace, wellness, and oneness. This is Omega Sun with the Wealth Chambers Experience. And this you hear is from the love, romance, play, novel, literature, etc. of Tristan and Isolde, where they both take a love potion, or some say they have accidentally taken it. It all depends on the author, right? Let me turn this all the way down. It all depends on the author, who's writing it, who's building and crafting the story, but the narrative stays the same. Happy Love Zone Day to everybody. The Valentine's atmosphere, the moods in the air, the billions of dollars that have just been spent. Yeah, you think about that part. All right. Most importantly, the connections that are made, the connections that are further explored and aroused. Unfortunately, the connections that cease to exist. Yeah. Whatever your world is comprised of, I would hope that it starts with the intention of true compassion and true love and true exploration of somebody else's feelings in turn with your own. You know, as we build ourselves through these times, you know, the science and the philosophy of love becomes to be something ambiguous sometimes, you know. So we definitely have to fortify it with true commitments, true honor and praise, and definitely a sincerity and compassion for the people that you're with, the person that you are, and, you know, the path you're willing to travel on. It's a journey. It's a journey to, you know, get to the point where you're vulnerable to someone else. And to travel that road and still see clear to, you know, who you are and the goals you want to accomplish and things of that nature. And at the same time, make sure that that person is all right, you know. And that's the extension of love, you know, that is most optimal. You know, we can get to that maximum level of just undying care for the ones we say we love. You don't have to worry about seeking anything outside, you know. And even if you don't love the person and you still care about them, you wouldn't be so quick to have judgmental thoughts on what their ideas and what their concepts of things are, you know. Empathize, you know, or leave it alone. 7 billion people out here. 7 billion. But that's not to say you will meet 7 billion people out here. Sometimes it's just the 20 around you. Maybe 5 of them you connect with. And building relationships is not just about, you know, going off and having a physical thing. Building relationships is a connection from where you are in understanding to a point where that next person is understanding. Even your group. You know, group love is something very important too. You actually have it, you know, in small families, small organizations, large organizations, your churches, your mosque, your synagogues, your meeting places, wherever you go, your financial groups, your sports bars. Follow the bouncing ball of love and care. You know, that's what the whole thing is about right now. So you're looking at that person across the room. You know, you're scanning the room first, and then your eyes connect and you contact, and you get the frog in your throat and the butterflies in your stomach, whole bunches of gardens and creatures just going up inside of your, you know, inside of your stomach, trying to find the right words to say. Maybe you should just go up and say hi. Don't worry about what comes after that. Don't worry about what's to follow, you know, good or bad, you know. Just do your part from a stance of integrity, stance of truthfulness, and a stance for greater things to come. So, person-to-person contact is very necessary. And it's elusive now because we have all these things in front of us, you know, these small boxes that we put to our faces or throw in our pockets. You know, connect better, connect more, and connect with wellness. I'll holler at you next time.